Good morning. What a way to start off our worship today. Happy Independence Day. This is a special day for all of us to remember where we came from, how this country was formed, and all the amazing freedoms that we have. And not only that, but the faithfulness of God, how he brought his people to this land to worship him in truth and the way that he called them to do. So we have a lot to be joyful and thankful for today. So today is a celebration, and we're going to do some celebrating today. We have a bunch of announcements, so I'm just going to touch on a couple of them. This one's a sad announcement. Most of you all know that the Ewers are moving this month to New Hampshire. So after service on July 18th, we are going to have a little sending-off party for them downstairs. We'll have a cake and some other treats during our fellowship time. So please make plans to stick around so that you can say goodbye and love on them and bless them as they go off. We also have the felting workshop that I believe there is now a sign-up sheet. So you can see Lisa for the sign-up sheet so that Peggy can have everything planned out. And Pastor Ann, do you want to talk about new beginnings?
Sure. I did tell you all we'd be ready this week, and we are. We have 10 children, and I see there's a lot of blank spots. That means somebody already found them. So on the side table over here with the kids' stuff, I've tried to sort it out. We have the envelopes with the list. I really wanted to tell people to leave the list and take the envelope if you're going to do the whole family. But if you can't do a whole family, then in the envelope are all the little tickets for that particular child. Take what you can do. And we're just bless these kids, and they'll have a great time. Now, downstairs, there are boxes already set up. I do believe we'll probably have to recheck numbers because they're not a match, and make sure that they all match. So when you bring your things back, they'll go into the boxes downstairs to the appropriate numbered box for that child, and then we will get them back to their source for distribution. We're looking at like August for a return date. I don't actually know what that is right now. So we have plenty of time to get started, get them done, get them back. So we'll try to make sure we keep the announcements going and get these kids all suited up for school. Thank you.
And one more announcement about our exciting VBS summer nights.
Music, we're going to have games, we're going to have story, we're going to have press. We're looking for volunteers, and it's going to be for families, so you can come with your kids, with your grandkids, with your neighbors, whoever you'd like. So if you're interested in being a part of that, you can see me. We're also going to have a meeting for that on this Tuesday at 6:30. And then we're going to do another one in August. We'll keep you posted.
Well, I see Savannah's all excited about that, so we've got one kid ready to go. All right, are there any other announcements? Okay, then let's, if you're able, let's stand and let's join together in worshiping the Lord.
Hey, we're looking out here. I see all the men in the congregation. I see how men are supposed to raise their hands.
Men.
Ready, we're going to do it. The women are real strong.
You are holy.
I will love you.
Let us join together. I will extol you, my God and King.
And bless your name forever and ever.
Every day I will bless you.
And praise your name forever and ever.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised.
His greatness is unsearchable.
One generation shall laud your works to another.
And shall declare your mighty acts.
On the glorious splendor of your majesty, and on your wondrous works I will meditate.
The might of your awesome deeds shall be proclaimed, and I will declare your greatness.
They shall celebrate the fame of your abundant goodness.
And shall sing aloud of your righteousness.
Do you feel the world is broken?
We do.
Do you feel the shadows deepen?
We do.
Do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through?
We do.
Do you wish that you could see it all day?
Bow in prayer with me, please. Good morning, Lord. Almighty God, today we are blessed to be celebrating our nation's birth. This church has always held that so close to its heart. We come this morning in prayer before you with thanksgiving in our hearts. Thanksgiving for the many blessings that you have freely graced us with. The gift of freedom. You have blessed this country. And it is through you, dear Lord, that our country allows us the blessing of freely worshiping you. Praise be to our Lord who granted and preserves our independence. From our earliest days to the toughest times, through the great and amazing times, how you have supported and led us. Because we sought your favor, you have made us a nation of strength and compassion. We sometimes wonder, especially lately, are we so independent now that we fail to remember that you are our deliverer, our refuge, and our fortress? That it is you alone, our Creator, who endows us with the right of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. True freedom is not granted by a piece of paper, but through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, our Savior, and in whose name we join together in prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Please be seated.
First reading this morning is from Psalm 15. You'll find that on page 430 in the Pew Bible. Psalm of David. O Lord, who may abide in your tent? Who may dwell on your holy hill? Those who walk blamelessly and do what is right and speak the truth from their heart, who do not slander with their tongue and do no evil to their friends, nor take up a reproach against their neighbors, in whose eyes the wicked are despised, but who honor those who fear the Lord, who stand by their oath even to their hurt, and do not lend money at interest, and do not take a bribe against the innocent. Those who do these things shall never be moved. Second reading is in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 through 21 on page 951. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children and live in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God. But fornication and impurity of any kind or greed must not even be mentioned among you as is proper among saints. Entirely out of place is obscene, silly, and vulgar talk, but instead let there be thanksgiving. Be sure of this, that no fornicator or impure person or one who is greedy, that is, an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be associated with them. For once you were darkness, but now in the Lord you are light. Live as children of light. For the fruit of the light is found in all that is good and right and true. Try to find out what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what such people do secretly. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for everything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, "Sleeper, awake, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Be careful then how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. So do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, singing and making melody to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks to God the Father at all times and for everything. in the name of our Lord Jesus. Be subject to one another out of reverence for Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Seated. All right, kids, come on up. Brother Dave has a blessing for you. Come one, come all ages if you want.
Our dad, too, because he's not doing just like he is our dad because he is our dad. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, just wow to this morning. All right. I'm going to start off with a story. It's basically my father-in-law's testimony. I'm going to pray I don't cry. He was raised a pretty tough guy. His previous family's history were fathers and grandfathers that were like rattlesnakes in a life. So the boys were raised rough and very tough. And he realized he was diagnosed with cancer. My Bill had already passed. His dad got sick 2 years later and again had cancer. So in the midst of all that, he is now 82 years old, and he's like, you got to get me a pastor. I have got to have a pastor. I have got to get this off my chest. Got the pastor. Now, his wife, Alice, at the time, she and I had very similar paths with rough and tough hubbies. And Bill's dad was something else to deal with. And she just stood as strong as she could stand. But that night, that pastor came, and that man changed in the twinkling of an eye. He didn't swear anymore. He didn't oppose his wife. He didn't accuse his wife. It was gone, just gone. He was a new person. We were there not 2 months later for what I call a living wake. I don't know if anybody's ever been to a living wake. Dad was still very much alive, and the whole family came through. All the children, all the grandchildren, all the great-grandchildren. So he got to see them all before he passed. And as everybody kind of dwindled off and went their ways and we all went home, he had 3 weeks that he was able to enjoy with immediate tight family and died peaceful, saved by the glory of God. So we know change can come, and we can walk that out. And in his last weeks, that's exactly what he did. He walked it out. So now we get into walking in love. The people in that family walked in love, but they didn't understand God's agape love. We're going to look at that as we walk out our life in Christ. When I first got hooked on Ephesians, I only saw chapter 6, the armor. I needed that armor for protection. Life was not easy, and I didn't see anything else at that time. Yet now, I've read Ephesians so many times. I've studied Ephesians. I've been with others studying Ephesians. I have come to see that Paul's full instruction to a group of Christian followers who slipped back into what I call the old self, the old man who was supposed to have died, and it's a poor behavior on our part as Christians. Today, we'll look at our own walk in the love of the Lord. Let us pray. Lord, I made no changes here. I heard what you said, and I wrote it down, Lord. Please, please, Lord, I beg you, use your words, not mine. For always and forever, you have changed your people to be a new creation because you love your people, and they are different because of you. Amen. All right. Well, Ephesians has been quite exciting. Lisa started us off on forgiveness and why we should and why we should give it. Our need to check our own motives to be sure they are in line with Christ. And if not, that we be convicted and repent in our hearts and receive God's full forgiveness as well as being able to give that forgiveness. And then we looked at our heritage in Christ. How wonderful to understand what it means to be changed, to become a new creature in Christ, and to follow him and observe his ways. No longer in our old ways, but in that newness of that creature totally changed. Paul prayed for our spiritual power in chapter 3, verse 16, that he may grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with all power in the inner spirit, in your hearts, and that Messiah may dwell in you through faith. I pray that you be rooted and firmly established in love. Oh, then Paul talks about our unity and our diversity in the body of Christ. We just sang about it. Every nation and tribe, every tongue and every people. Chapter 4 tells us, verses 1 through 3, as a prisoner of the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of your calling, having received, be completely humble, gentle, and be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through that bond of peace. Last week, Pastor Tim gave us a dress code. As he spoke of our new clothing for the new creation, and that we really need to keep our guard against that old man that refuses to die. And we find ourselves caught in his trap. Hence, we need to check our motives constantly, often to be sure they are in line with the love of Christ and his life lived out. All this review to say today, let us be found walking on in the love of Christ. Therefore, be imitators. Our nature as new creatures is to walk as our Heavenly Father. 1 John 4:19. We love because he first loved us. No fear here, only love. This word, walk, quite interesting how it's used. It's found 6 times just in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, chapter 4, chapter 5. Across the New Testament, it's used 96 times, 93 of them as a definition for walk. One time for the word go. One time to walk about. I think somebody came from Australia on that one. Went on a walkabout. Like that. And one time as be occupied. So there, and I don't have all of their definitions, but I can just see them. Walk contains the idea of regulating, conducting, and living one's life in a particular manner. Paul is looking for believers to conduct their lives continually in love. Why? Because God is love. See 1 John 4:8. The love described here is agape love, John 13 and 35. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Agape love seeks only the best for its objects or others, regardless of our own feelings. I must ask, are we conducting our lives in such a manner? We all from time to time find ourselves caught by the desire of that old self rearing its very ugly head. The ultimate definition of love is the cross. I thought during children's moment here, David was going to take my sermon and fly with it. So we understand that, but to what depth do our hearts really hear it? Romans 5:8. The ultimate definition is the cross, and in the midst of our sinful lives, Christ did die for us. Romans 5:8. That word, those two words, for us, in the Greek, It's not just instead of, but it's the fully submitted for all people, receiving the full impact of the Father's wrath against us and against our sin. He took it all, so we did not have to. We would never have survived that wrath. If we even think about that for even a few minutes, we have to come to the conclusion we never, ever could have done this on our own. We had to have divine intervention to be saved. We almost agree we can always become caught up in our own thinking. But God reminds us so many times in Proverbs and throughout Scripture, just from reading the different stories we see, that we can't see it all. All the details, all those things that bring a reaction to perfection. We can't do it. We just see it one way because that's our kind of our personalities as we grow in and around in this world. Our ideas are faulty because of that old nature that is forever tempting us to do things its way. Trouble, no matter what, when the old man rears its head. In verses 3 and 4, they're all about what Christ followers should never, ever be found doing if our lives are truly changed. Paul calls all such conduct improper for God's holy people. Have Christians today, here's a good question, have Christians today actually abandoned the belief that they can live differently than in the world? And it's not that way with God. He wants to be. He wants it to be his way. As saints, we are all called out to be separate from the sin the world lives in. One of these days, I'm going to do a study on the word separate, because most of us just see being separate. I can guarantee you, if it's in the word, it means a whole lot more than just separate. So that's just one I have to check. We can see this used in Acts 9:13, in John 17:17, and in Romans 12:1-2, to be called out, to be separate. Christ followers are called to a whole new level of conduct and to be thankful for the work of Christ in us. I am every day thankful. He was willing to call even me to be his and to serve him and do what he is calling me to do. Thanksgiving is the opposite of very poor worldly behavior. Thanksgiving takes humility. It is not selfish. In verses 5 and 6, Paul makes clear how faulty our thinking can be. Fleshly behavior is not becoming to a Christian. It opposes the spirit. That is indulging the flesh and its desires, which oppose Christ and his and Christ-like behavior. That thinking was brought about by the Gnostics in the day of Jesus. And it's still seen here today. The Spirit saved and sealed the inner spirit, but they want to say that because that was done, they could go out and just do whatever they want that the physical desires have, with no regard for right or wrong. This is so not so. We are instructed to leave that old dead self behind and not pick it up again. Don't be partakers with them, meaning to stay away from sin, but also we must reach out to those who are lost and call them away from that fire, the place where they're going. They have not said yes to God. They are in a serious place. We don't want them lost. God really doesn't want them lost. So our call is just like Jesus, to call out to those he loves and bring them into his kingdom. Every people, every tribe, every nation, and every tongue. We are instructed to leave that old dead self alone. Tell him where to go. Now what Pastor said? Drown him in the deepest of seas. We must strive to be different as we walk on in our love in Christ. We are reminded in verse 8 that we were once in that same darkness, but now we are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. It exposes everything. Continued in verse 9, the fruit of the Spirit is born in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Being unholy will prevent any growth in the fruit of the Spirit. As Christians, the fruit of the Spirit will manifest as we walk out our love, God's love in us, and in him proving what is well-pleasing to the Lord. So don't participate, but rather reprove in love. Called to be light, to walk in love, are we living as we are loving? Are we loving as we are living? Our walk will be a manifestation of the truth in our hearts. Do not let your heart be deceived. Verse 14, I'm not going to read it all, just the first three words. Awake, O sleeper. We must become very aware of our situations. Beware how we walk, not as unwise, but as wise. Holy Spirit within is our guide and our teacher in respect to God's goodness and his loving ways. And verse 17 reminds us to understand the will of God. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Note to myself, God wants to reveal his will to us, each one of us, more than we really want to know what that is. It's a problem. It's a heart check. We need filled with the Spirit in order to follow through with God's will in our lives. It seriously means a big change if we feel like we have not. Address one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. It can only be a good thing when we do what the Word tells us. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you have given us your word. You have called us to walk out your life in your Son and to do as he has done. Lord, help our hearts not to deceive us, but to be convicted in the love that you have brought to us and go forward into our lives, walking out this love for him. Amen. And I do believe. Let us sing.
As the words are found in the hymnal to O Beautiful for Spacious Skies, and you can bring your tithes and offerings during the song if you like, and our God has given us so much. We have much to be thankful for, so give generously as you are able. Let us stand and sing.
It's okay.
Beautiful for our strength, for our love, for our faith, for our love.
thanks and praise, singing our doxology together now.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we do thank you so much on this anniversary date, a celebration date, 245 years. And we pray that the Republic would be restored in Jesus' name for you because of all the sacrifice. But the greatest sacrifice that you have shown us to pattern our lives after is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who offered himself, which was a pleasing aroma, his sacrifice on the cross. It was pleasing to you, and may our efforts, our stewardship, our walking on in love as Jesus walked, may it be ever pleasing to you, Lord. And now, Lord, we pray to hunger and thirst even more for what you have given us. Bring us boldly to the throne of grace, humbly to receive from your table your body, your blood. Oh, sustain us, oh God. We are sustained in you. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
It is now our sacred privilege to celebrate the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. All who humbly put their trust in Christ and desire his help that they may lead a holy life, all who are truly sorry for their sins and would be delivered from them, all who would walk in love with their neighbors and intend to live a new life following the commandments of God and walking from now on in his holy ways, are invited to draw near with faith and to receive this holy sacrifice. Come to this sacred table, not because you must, but because you may. Come to testify, not that you are righteous, but that you sincerely love our Lord Jesus Christ and desire to be his true disciples. Come not because you are strong, but because you are weak. Not because you have any claim on the grace of God, but because in your frailty and sin, you stand in constant need of God's mercy and help. Come not to express an opinion, but to seek God's presence and pray for the Spirit.
Would you bow in prayer with me, please? Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbor as ourselves. We are very sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to your glory in your name. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us all our sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen us in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep us in eternal life. Amen. Let us now stand for our affirmation of faith. It is found in the back of your hymnal, number 874.
Yep, 874.
I believe in God the Father, Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth.
Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He ascended into Hades. The third day he rose again from the dead.
He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Hear the words of our Lord Jesus Christ as they are delivered by the Apostle Paul. For I have received from the Lord what I also handed to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he had broke it and said, "This is my body. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again." Let us pray. O Lord of all, we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. Gracious God, we pray that you will send your Holy Spirit on these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and the blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his death and resurrection, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ and bring us to that heavenly feast where with all your saints we will be gathered in glory everlasting. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. So at this time, we invite you to come forward and to take the elements. If you need gluten-free, just check on the top. It does say gluten-free on the top. And then we ask that you would just bring them back to your seat and hold them so that we can partake of them together. Okay, now if we want to peel these back for our little bread. Take and eat. This is the body of Christ that is broken for you.
Blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink.
Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Jesus Christ our Lord. And Lord, we thank you for the abundance of love that you have poured out on us, Lord, through your Son. For even though we are not worthy of what you have given us, Lord, we come on our knees thankful that you have freely given it to us. Help us, Lord, to walk on in the love of you so that we may love others just as you have loved us. We thank you for meeting us here at this table. We thank you for communion with your people in the fellowship of our brothers and sisters. May it bring you all honor and glory, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Peace I come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail.
Lord, I just ask a blessing over each and every individual in this congregation as we go forth this week to walk out God's love for each and every individual out there. Call to someone you know and let them know you know the answer to their dilemma. Go in the peace of God. Be happy in your salvation. Amen.